words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. All of a sudden I remembered that Larry had turned the heat on and I had put some things on the heater because it was cold this morning. I thought, whoops, I better take it off. I've got to heat up. Melt on it. And my name will be there. Anyway, I think what's interesting is if we remember last week, that's when Jesus, that's when Peter finally decided and realized and answered Jesus' question, you know, who do you say that I am? And of course, Peter spoke up and said, you're the Messiah. And then the very, next time, what happened? Jesus was trying to explain to all of them what the Messiah had to do, what he had to go through. And all of them kind of knew from the Bible about the suffering servant, you know, what the Messiah would have to do. But it was different because here they had Jesus. He was like a real person. He was with them all the time. They loved him. And they didn't want him to go through that. And so Peter starts off, he says, well, now, wait a minute. God forbid. This can't happen to you. You know, that's not what we want. And so that's the first clue, what we're learning from this gospel. First of all, the idea of Messiah for them, they wanted somebody to come in on a white horse, basically with machine guns, and just take away all of their enemies, and then have the kingdom of heaven come in. Well, that makes no sense at all. Because especially as Ginny just read, what does it say? Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And how we're supposed to take care of those, even our enemies, we're not to be mean back. We're not to have revenge. We're to take care of their needs, even if we don't like them and they're our enemy. So that's the exact opposite. The way human beings think and the way God thinks, just two different ways. So Jesus was trying to explain to his disciples what he was about to go through, the suffering, the passion in Jerusalem. And Peter tells him, well, this can't happen to you. God forbid it. And so what does Jesus say? Mind you, Jesus is not saying that Peter's Satan. What Jesus is saying to Peter is, don't let Satan use you against me. Don't try to change my mind about following God's will rather than what you want or what, you know, all of the disciples want. Life, his mission, everything about Jesus has to be in obedience to God the Father. And Jesus tells them, no, don't be a stumbling block for me, because you're thinking in human terms. You've got to grow up, be like, if you really want to imitate me, you have to be self-denying. You have to be self-sacrificing. You have to follow God's will. Do what God wants you to do, not what you want to do. Every morning when we wake up, do we say, okay, God, what do you have in store for me today? What do you want me to do today? I don't do it every day, and I should. All of us should. But if we want to be obedient to God, it has to begin with prayer right today, right in the morning, all the time. Can you imagine how Peter felt? You know, because that's quite a firm thing for Jesus to say. But if Peter was thinking, maybe what he should have done was say, well, okay, I don't really like this idea, but why are you doing it? You know, why? You know, he should have asked. Here he knew he was the Messiah, but decided to tell Jesus how to run his own business of Messiahship. And that's not just Peter. That's all of us. We all tend to do that at one time in our lives. Once in a while, at least once in our lives, I think we try to tell God how he should run his business. and how Jesus should be the Messiah and what Jesus should do for me or for us, and when Jesus should and how. Well, it's not about us. It's not about me. It's about the Lord and learning how to imitate him. So what happens next? Jesus says, if you want to become my followers, then you have to deny yourselves. Take up your cross, and it doesn't just stop there. The next thing is, you have to follow me. So if we think about really imitating Christ, I think for myself, if I really want to imitate Christ, boy, I still need to change a lot. Because if I think of my day, if I do a self-examination of my day, it's not close to the Lord. It's not close to how obedient he was to God the Father. And so if we want to imitate Christ, we need to change, every single last one of us. And some of the things we need to do is learn from Jesus, his true love, and imitate and do that and accomplish it. We have to learn about true obedience, really be excited and interested and wanting and willing to do and knowing God's will and how to do it. Self-sacrificing and self-denial is when we're able to really put God first, and then we put others next, and we put ourselves last. But we are to take care of ourselves. We are to love ourselves. But that's not to be before God and the needs of others. And then what I like, especially towards the end, is in a way for me, it kind of shows the reality of life with Christ and the reality of life without Christ. When Larry read this, he says, "For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life?" And think about it. Remember how I said, I think a couple weeks ago, if like one of us was to win, like that woman won like 500 million or 700 million, I don't know what it was, but it was a lot of money. And if somebody really, and think about this, if somebody really came up and said, "All right, I'm going to give you this money, but you lose your eternal life with God Almighty. You lose your relationship with the Lord. You lose the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. But you can have this. Really and truly, I bet you there's not one person in this area that would choose the money. It'd be kind of hard and tempting. But not one person would really choose that. It's okay to be rich. It's okay to be poor. It's okay to be in the middle. Life is a rainbow of colors. But what's important is what we do with our poorness, what we do with being in the middle, what we do with our wealth, whatever we have, whatever we do, if we do it for the Lord, if we try to imitate his love and imitate his way and be obedient to God the Father, that's what we're called to do. That's what discipleship is all about, imitating Christ. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the fact that the disciples and the apostles and all the people in the Old Testament times wrote down their thoughts, and that we have the Bible, that we can read it and learn. We thank you for all the good relationships that we can see in the Bible, how the disciples were human beings like we are, but yet you still chose Peter, with his being kind of an extrovert, putting his foot in his mouth. You still put him in charge of your church. We ask that we can learn how to love you, obey you, and serve you as you deserve. And we pray in your name. Amen.